188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now, before I even get into this show, I had probably a half a dozen emails last week. The little Easter egg I left at the end there about Do It Live. That was Bill O'Reilly having a meltdown on set, and I just put the very end there. So, those of you who wanted to know what this came from, this is the entire segment.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but okay. Now I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is that.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
So that was the entire diatribe by Bill O'Reilly. Kind of funny. I mean, he did kind of lose it there a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. But what you probably have never heard is one from Lawrence O'Donnell on PMS NBC, where he just absolutely loses it over someone on the other side of the stage using a hammer, and he's hammering something. I don't know. But folks, listen to this. I will do my best to bleep everything out that I can, but just please be advised there is a ton of foul language in this one. And why did Bill O'Reilly get such a bad hand and this guy get a free pass? Listen to this.
To testify to Congress. Michael Liskov has the latest on. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know. It's
Where's the hammer?
It's on a different
is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I'll go down to the floor myself and stop it. Keep the commercial break going. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there, or out there somewhere. The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly, every time we went to a SOT. Yeah, what do you mean in the conversation? Not in the Bush SOT, no. Fucking out of control. Harass and intimidate people of color. The new sheriff of Maricopa County, who beat Joe Arpaio, joins us next. I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the SOTs when you don't do it. I just don't know why. So now I have to chase those stupid entrails that you allowed him to stick out there. Crazy sound coming in my ear, this stupid hammering. I told you why I wanted those words cut. It just sucks. It sucks to be out here with this out of control shit. Any thing can come into my ear at any moment. That's what I know. Anybody can get into my ear at any time. Some woman talking about what we're doing after the show. These things. There's a reason these words have to be cut precisely. And everyone in the audience who's going to complain about what that guy just said is absolutely right. How do you say this guy's last name? Guests' faces coming up in the middle of the script.
Wow. Can you imagine if someone like Sean Hannity had gone off like that, the kind of publicity that would have gotten? It literally, folks, this is no exaggeration. It took me almost a half an hour to edit that. I had to play that and stop at each one, locate it, use the envelope tool to squeeze the volume down, and then do that with all of them, and then come back and fill in the bleeps. 20 bleeps and half an hour for that little diatribe of his. But I wanted you to hear that because that's how the left is. When they don't know the mic is hot or it's not going out on the air like that, he knew that wasn't being broadcast live. That's how these people act. This is what Hillary Clinton used to do. She'd go off on her diatribes and the cussing, the screaming, the yelling, the obvious mental instability. It's just indicative of how the left is. And that's a very good example of it. So I wanted you to hear that. You know what it reminds me of? Your parents. Do as I say, not as I do.
It's Tommy Freedom.
So what do you think of this clown, Anthony Fauci? He can't make his mind up when it comes to things. He's almost as bad as Joe Biden. One week it's don't wear masks, they're bad. The next week it's everybody must wear a mask. Then who can catch this? Who can't? Should we send our kids to school? Should we keep them home? This guy is just completely out of it. But people are glued to his every word for some reason. So they had him throw the ball out at a baseball game a couple weeks ago. Did you catch this, folks? I mean, it went like directly over third base. I mean, at first I thought that he just got mad and threw the ball down and walked off, but then it was obvious that he was actually trying to throw the ball and was just so horrible at it that he literally was facing the pitcher's mound and threw this thing over third base. So I guess maybe if he'd have stood and tried to throw it at first base, maybe he'd have thrown it directly over the pitcher's mound. I don't know. But I went back and I watched it because they clock these things, you know. And it came in at 33 and a third miles per hour, which is cool because that's probably the same speed that all his old records play at. But you know, Joe Biden still listens to records because he thinks our kids still do. Do you remember that from about 3 or 4 months ago? Hey kids, just bring out your record player and listen to your records. Joe Biden is so far out in space that he just doesn't know where reality ends and his own world begins. It's just, it's sad. It's pathetic in a way. I mean, just the other day, he was in one community center and welcomed everybody to a different community center. And then he realized his mistake and tried to laugh it off. Oh, yeah, that's where I used to work. That was a joke. No, Joe, that wasn't a joke. It was a genuine mistake, and it records directly and reflects directly on your mental state of health. And it is absolutely scary if this man were to win the presidency, because he would not be in charge. Other people would be in charge. And he has freely admitted that he is willing to be a puppet and be the most progressive president in history. We cannot afford that, folks. We must do everything that we can to ensure that Donald Trump remains our president and continues for the next 4 years on the great road that he has embarked upon. If we retain the White House, if we retain the Senate, and we regain the House, the opportunities, I'm not going to say they're endless, but if everybody pulls their heads out of their butts this time and works together on things, we can get an awful lot of stuff done and overturn an awful lot of damage. Now, I'm fully confident that Donald Trump will be reelected, but make no mistake, it's not going to be a clear and easy victory. We've got to make sure that we get out there and we vote. Don't take that for granted, my friends. Make sure you get out there on Election Day and vote. But speaking of Shotgun Joe, I know some of you wonder why I call him that. Rush Limbaugh calls him Sleepy Joe. I call him Shotgun Joe. Perhaps you remember from time to time at the end after my outro, I will play this clip.
Buy a shotgun.
And that's from a larger sound clip that I will go ahead and play for you in its entirety. That was from a press conference that Shotgun Joe did while he was still vice president. So it's at least 5, possibly 6 years old when he was talking about defending his house or instructing Jill how to defend their home against would-be intruders. You gotta love this.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire 2 blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
He had to have already been losing it at that point. First of all, you're instructing someone to just randomly fire a shotgun, depending upon what's in there, deer slugs, double-aught buck, triple-aught buck. That could go a long way and cause some damage to somebody's home or somebody who happened to be out in their backyard. If you fire that stuff up in the air, it's going to come down. That was bad advice, Joe. Not only that, now what kind of a shotgun do you have? You just said you're going to fire both barrels, so either you got an over and an under, or you have a side-by-side. Either way, you've only got 2 barrels. You've just fired both barrels, Joe. Now you're out of ammo. And if those bad guys didn't hear that shotgun rack in between, they know you're out of ammo. So now you're screwed. And yes, Joe, that is exactly why you need an AR-15. Idiot. Okay, for this next segment, I want you to listen to somebody else's show. Now, I don't typically do this unless it's something I've called in on, but I want you to listen to the show. This is not a conservative show. This is a couple of liberals. So now I know you're thinking, Tommy, are you okay? Are you feeling all right today? Not only do you want me to listen to somebody else's show, but you want me to listen to a couple of liberals? Yes, my friends, I do. And I want you to listen. They're going over what happened in Provo, Utah. I was not familiar with this situation, but they're going to discuss it. And then you're going to hear the other guy tell you the exact same thing that I have been telling you for a long time. It just now finally dawned on him, but finally it dawned on him nonetheless. Go ahead and have a listen.
There's murmurs. People are getting worried because apparently Provo was like very heavy Mormon.
Okay.
And in Provo, an SUV was driving down the road. These protests, rioters, extremists, whatever you want to call them, were randomly running about. So this vehicle doesn't know there's a protest or whatever you want to call it, right, a riot, and it tries turning away when some dude runs up with a gun and fires, literally shot the driver.
Wow.
Police confirm the driver got shot and then hit the gas, even slowed down, trying not to run people over, and rushed to the hospital.
Must be the Mormon influence.
So the concern is like, the Mormon community is a community.
Yeah.
And you just shot somebody. And if that turned out to be, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people who are going to like, they're going to start gearing up and locking down. And like,
those people are ready.
What have I been saying for over a month now?
When they started,
and I was like, man, they're going to hit somebody, that it's going to be the final straw, and the militias are going to rise up.
So
what you just said, exactly.
I bring this up because in your case, where you're like the liberal who's like, you know, start using logic or whatever they wanted to say about you.
Right.
It's that when you didn't come to the fight came to you.
Now, let me explain that. I was scrolling through YouTube videos and I found this one. It was titled, what is it here? Liberal says they're voting for Trump. Facebook deletes the video. So that obviously caught my attention. Now, if you listen to what he was saying, he's saying exactly what I've been telling you for much, much longer. People are not going to be patient for too much longer. At some point in time, the final straw is going to snap, and the militias are going to rise up, and they are going to start taking our streets back. And now, finally, even the liberals are catching on to this. These are not the hardcore, rabid left-wing progressives. These are normal, everyday liberals that you and I would have encountered probably 5 or even 10 years ago. They still have a brain on their shoulders. Their head is not up their anus. And a lot of these people are going to be voting for Trump. Now, I'm going to start reading replies to this. This is put out by a couple of liberals. This is a liberal, folks, and I am not skipping over any of the replies. I am just going to start reading them to you from the top down. Lifelong Democrat, but I'll be voting Trump 2020. CNN opened my eyes. I wasn't a Trump fan either, but after I realized he was right about the fake news and media altering their reporting for their narrative, I am now voting for Trump. Media now includes all the social media outlets as demonstrated by their censorship. I'm a lifelong Democrat. Not anymore. I love my country. I'm voting for President Trump. I'm a former liberal, now recently turned Republican. I too will be voting for Trump this time. My grandson's mother, who hates everything conservative or Christian and is extremely outspoken on social media about those subjects, has stated that she is voting for Trump this time around, but of course not openly or on social media because she will lose business. That is a big thing there, folks. People are afraid of being outspoken, and that is why I have told you these numbers are skewed, these polls are skewed. Let me continue. Haven't voted since the early 90s. This is a critical election in which will literally decide our country's future. Hashtag Trump 2020. I'm a Trump supporter and I love people of all races. It's a lie that conservatives are racist. I'm from Australia and I'd vote for Trump. Super cool. I'm vegan and part of a group called Vegans for Trump. We love Trump. Do not believe the stupid polls. This country needs President Trump to win, to save this country. Latinos for Trump. I'm a card-carrying, bleeding-heart liberal, and I support the president. And it just goes on and on. Biden is un-American. He calls Trump a racist. Yada, yada, yada. Best president in decades. Mexicans for Trump. I'm 66 years old. My life, in my opinion, this is the most important U.S. election. I'm a Democrat. I'm ashamed of the way they lie and control the media and how they let the critics and minorities suffer. Trump 2020. And folks, it just keeps going on. Yep, my partner, another Democrat, he's voting for Trump. And I have not skipped a single one, my friends. This is how the country actually feels. These are the real poll results, the ones that you will not hear in a poll like Quinnipiac or Gallup. These are real Americans. These are the last people that you would expect to be voting for Donald Trump for president in 2020. And yet here they are coming out in droves and saying that they support the president. I'm sure somewhere in there was a negative response. But folks, I went down a friggin' page and it was nothing but pro-Trump. Positive Trump, and even liberals who are now becoming conservatives because they see how they've been lied to, how the fake news, how the media skews the news and twists it and creates it. They write these stories and report it as truth, and it's all a load of crap. ¶¶ seeing as how I just ran that guitar riff for a beat, last week or the week before, I told you that I was going to talk to you about SOS and how that could be our new code word for rising up to all this, after having just listened to what those liberals had to say. And let me add, by the way, that that video that was deleted was only up for like 2 days, maybe not even. It was posted on Facebook, it was shared all on Facebook and with all kinds of people, and it had over 2.4 million shares, not views, my friends, shares, and Facebook deleted it. So it's time for us to have a code, and that code is SOS. Years ago, well, it still does in Morse code, SOS, it means help, but originally it stood for Save Our Ship. It was a Marine distress call, dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. That was SOS. It means help. We're at a time in this country when we need help ourselves. So SOS can be that code, but not for Save Our Ship. No, my friends, there is a song out there by the Glorious Sons called SOS, and it stands for Sawed Off Shotgun. I want to play this song for you and listen to what this guy is saying. The garbage that he's been going through, and what he finally does to solve it is to go out and buy a sawed off shotgun. And that is the point that we're coming to. When I say SOS, my friends, it is going to be a code for us, not necessarily to rise up, but is a code of solidarity. SOS. We need help. We need to share with that help. And yes, if we need a sawed-off shotgun, that'll work too.
Yeah.
SOS. That's pretty simple, my friends. First, it started out with the 14 words by David Lane. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Then, from Patriot Act, we had the 8 words. We must prevail or we shall certainly perish. Now we have something that's really nice and simple. SOS. And from here on out, until this crap is over, when I sign out each week, I will leave you with SOS. Don't forget it, my friends. We are in trouble. We are sending out an SOS to the rest of the world, to the rest of our white brothers and sisters, and now apparently even to liberals, to stand up with us and turn this garbage around, to stop this crap, to stop this mess, to re-elect Donald Trump, and to end Antifa once and for all. And while all else fails, SOS does stand for sawed-off shotgun. Remember James Woods and Cop?
Well, there's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is you're right, I'm a cop and I gotta take you in. The bad news is I've been suspended and I don't give a...
It's coming, my friends. Every day that goes by that we're forced to put up with this Black Lives Matter, with all this Antifa crap, these statues being torn down, these buildings being burned down, people being shot in their own vehicles, vehicles being barricaded on the freeways, it is going to come to a head. It has got to stop. We cannot keep doing this any longer. Even our liberal, I gotta call them our liberal friends now. I mean, they say the enemy, my enemy is my friend. But folks, we are on the same page with so many people now. Or I guess maybe I should say so many people now are on the same page with us because they realize that they've been lied to for all these years, that what they've been told is nothing but a load of crap. They've been lied to, and now they finally understand it. They're starting to open their eyes. I was listening to those two guys talk the entire thing. If you want to look that thing up on YouTube, it's pretty informative. But these liberals, they go to a Donald Trump rally just to see what it's like, to see who the quote-unquote enemy is, and all of a sudden they realize, wow, yeah, he's speaking the truth. We've been lied to. The media is lying to us. And it's so skewed that they cannot argue with it. If these people would just open their eyes and open their ears and be willing to listen, that's all it would take. But no, they're standing there with their eyes shut, their hands clamped over their ears going, la, 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 I can't hear you, I can't hear you. And, well, eventually they're going to hear. Because I got some good news and I got some bad news. Yeah, the good news is you're right. I'm an American citizen. I obey the law. I've never been arrested, never been charged with anything. I got one speeding ticket one time, which I got off on a prayer for judgment. I have nothing on my record. I am a good guy. Pretty much everybody listening to the show is a good guy. Good gal, depending upon your gender. We still do use male and female on the show. Nothing gender neutral. That's the good news. The bad news is, I'm pissed off, and there's a revolution coming. And buddy, you better get out of our way. Because this time, when it's over and done with, we will literally be starting all over from scratch. So on that note, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, out for now. And yes, S-O-S.
Shotgun.